Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Reading the Enema's Mind Inside Stargate by Paul H. Smith is a first-hand informed exploration of the U.S. government's most famous remote viewing program, often referred to as Stargate. Smith, a former Army intelligence officer and trained remote viewer, presents the story of how psychic spying was researched, operationalized, and used during the Cold War era. The book aims to move beyond sensationalism by explaining what remote viewing is claimed to be, how viewers were selected and trained, and what an intelligence workflow looks like when the source is unconventional. Along the way, Smith describes the culture of secrecy, skepticism, and occasional urgency that surrounded the unit, as well as the practical constraints that shaped its methods. Rather than framing the topic as pure belief or pure debunking, the narrative focuses on procedures, lessons learned, and the human factors that influence results. For readers curious about intelligence history, experimental research, and the boundaries of perception, it offers an accessible entry point. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how Stargate emerged from Cold War anxiety. A central topic is the historical backdrop that made Stargate possible, a period when US and Soviet leaders feared being surprised by breakthrough capabilities, including claims of psychic research. The book situates remote viewing within a broader intelligence mindset that prizes early warning and strategic advantage, even when the underlying science is disputed. Smith explains how an atmosphere of competition and uncertainty can open doors for unconventional experiments, especially when traditional collection methods have limits. The program is portrayed as neither a reckless fantasy nor a simple inevitability, but as a response to perceived risk and the logic of exploring every potential edge. This context helps readers understand why serious institutions might fund research into anomalous cognition and how bureaucracies justify small compartmented efforts. It also highlights how secrecy shaped the public story, leaving a vacuum filled by rumor and exaggeration. By tracing the pathways from laboratory-style inquiry to government sponsorship, the book frames Stargate as a case study in how national security organizations manage uncertainty, evaluate weak signals, and sometimes pursue ideas that sit at the edge of accepted knowledge. Secondly, what remote viewing claims to be and how sessions are structured. Another major theme is a practical explanation of remote viewing as it was used in the program. Smith describes it as a structured attempt to obtain information about a distant or otherwise hidden target while minimizing guesswork and contamination. The emphasis is on process, how a session is cued, how the viewer records impressions, and how an interviewer or monitor helps keep the work on track. Readers are introduced to common challenges, such as mixing raw sensory-like fragments with interpretation, and the persistent risk of overlay, where the mind tries to complete an incomplete picture. The book also clarifies why protocols matter in this context, since any leakage of hints can create false confidence. By discussing stages, documentation, and the separation of roles, Smith makes the method understandable even to skeptical readers, because it is presented as a disciplined workflow rather than a mystical event. This topic underscores the book's attempt to translate a controversial practice into operational terms, showing what practitioners believe they are doing and how they try to produce usable output. Thirdly, training, selection, and the human factors behind performance. Smith places significant attention on the people involved and the reality that outcomes depend heavily on training and psychology. The book explores how remote viewers were identified, what traits were valued, and how skill development was approached over time. Instead of assuming ability is purely innate, the narrative treats it as something that can be refined with feedback, disciplined note-taking, and learning to separate immediate impressions from analytical story building. This leads to a broader discussion of cognitive biases and the ways expectations, stress, or desire to succeed can distort results. The unit environment also matters. Secrecy, high-stakes tasking, and the tension of being judged by conventional intelligence standards can influence confidence and performance. Smith addresses the importance of record-keeping and post-task evaluation, where sessions are compared to later known outcomes to calibrate strengths and weaknesses. By focusing on the human element, the book turns Stargate into a window on attention, perception, and decision-making under ambiguity, even for readers who ultimately doubt the underlying claims. Fourthly, from experiment to operations, how intelligence consumers use the data. A key topic is how remote viewing, when accepted for tasking, fit into the intelligence cycle. Smith describes the tension between generating impressions and turning them into something an analyst or commander can use. The book discusses the kinds of questions remote viewing was asked to address and the practical limits of what could be delivered, especially when specificity is required. It also examines how results might be handled as tentative leads rather than finished answers. Similar to other sources that require corroboration, this operational framing is important because it moves the conversation from whether remote viewing is dramatic to whether it is actionable. Smith emphasizes that intelligence value depends on integration, cross-checking against imagery, signals, human reporting, and open sources, then deciding what is worth pursuing. The topic also covers the challenge of communicating uncertainty honestly, since overstating confidence can mislead decision-makers, while understating it can cause potentially useful clues to be ignored. In presenting these dynamics, the book becomes a study in how organizations manage unconventional inputs without collapsing into either blind faith or blanket dismissal. Lastly, controversy, evaluation, and why Stargate still matters. The final important theme is the ongoing debate over what Stargate demonstrated and how such programs should be assessed. Smith addresses skepticism, methodological criticism, and the difficulty of evaluating results when secrecy, incomplete records, and selective attention can distort the story. The book highlights that extraordinary claims demand careful standards, yet intelligence work often operates with partial information and pragmatic thresholds rather than academic certainty. This creates a mismatch between how scientists and intelligence agencies may judge value. The narrative also explores how media portrayals and popular myths can bury nuance, turning a complex program into a caricature. By revisiting lessons learned, Smith argues for a more careful, historically grounded conversation about anomalous cognition, human perception, and institutional decision-making, regardless of where a reader lands on belief. The book matters as an example of government experimentation, the management of low-probability, high-impact ideas, and the ethics of spending public resources on contested research. It encourages readers to separate procedures and evidence from hype, and to think critically about what counts as proof in different professional contexts. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers interested in Cold War intelligence history, unconventional research programs, and the practical realities of how secret units operate. It will also appeal to skeptics who want a process-oriented account because it spends substantial time on training, protocols, and how results were interpreted rather than relying on sensational claims. The benefit to the reader's life comes from the way it sharpens critical thinking about uncertainty. Even if you treat remote viewing as unproven, the book illustrates how humans perceive patterns, how bias creeps into interpretation, and why disciplined methods and honest confidence levels matter in any high-stakes decision-making. Those lessons transfer directly to business analysis, investigative work, and everyday judgment under ambiguity, compared to similar books that lean heavily into paranormal storytelling or purely dismissive takes. Smith's perspective is valuable because it combines insider experience with an effort to explain workflow, constraints, and institutional context. That balance makes it worth buying for readers who want a grounded narrative that still engages the mystery, while providing enough detail to evaluate claims with a clear head and a practical lens. If you would like to support Paul H. Smith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.